The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Here we are back at Project Independence and You, celebrating our 7th anniversary, 7 years of Project Independence and You. And early on, we spoke a lot about the first show, and the guest host actually was John Ryan on the first show. So that was kind of interesting. And right now, we have our favorite guest of all, the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth. And Judy is a, of course, frequent guest on the show and always has a lot of information to give us. So we're excited to have you here, as always, as we did talk a little bit about how we all evolved with the radio show and how nervous we all were the first time. And after it, with the energy and everything that we all feel in the room, we just want to keep coming back. And it's very hard to come to the end of a segment. So with that all being said, welcome, Judy.
Thank you. It's so exciting to be here. 7th anniversary show. So just all of you who are listening, I just want you to know there are little cupcakes, some fruit. We're having a real celebration.
So there's party
here.
Favors. You know, we're fully stuffed.
Party favors, partying favors. It's very hard to sit here smelling the chocolate frosting. I'm just putting it out there. But
no, but the pineapple, yes.
I think a year ago, you were the supplier of bagels and cream cheese. Oh, we had a whole room set up. So absolutely, we had to sort of keep it going in some shape or form.
We're always having a party over here.
Okay, so count on me for next year.
Well, it's your turn next year. We'll alternate.
You're a reservation. Exactly.
We have some. We also have some muffins that are on steroids here. They're very large.
Well, you cut them in half, though, so that was a good thing.
But how amazing. 7 years of Project Independence radio show, and I know that so many people are listening, and so really a big hello to everybody out there. And how do I know this? Because I was on one of the times when I was on, and I ran right over to Yes We Can, because I had to do something there. And someone came out, they had were doing physical fitness, and they walked out and they went, wait, I just heard you on the radio show. How are you here? So this, you have a great audience and provide such a wonderful service by letting people know the things that are going on in the town, but also the services that are available through Project Independence, which is really what this is all about. It's about helping people age in place. As a matter of fact, I just participated in a seminar that our Congressman Tom Suozzi had. Yes. Rebecca, you were there.
Right. Otto was there.
I was like the pet dog for Project.
I'd like to say a wonderful source of information.
That's right.
Because the Congressman understands how valuable the services that are provided here are, and he'd like to see it in all the different communities that he represents. So, you know, there's no greater compliment than to be looked upon as something that other people want to emulate.
Right. And funny, right before you came on, we were talking about all the programs that Project Independence offers. I mean, the list is, it's endless, from fitness to, you know, community nursing to the importance of being able to access healthcare, just information. And it's just amazing, because one of the main reasons that we're able to, you know, succeed so well is that the seniors can access the programs easily. Because there were a lot of really good programs out there, Judy, we were hearing at, you know, the roundtable with Congressman Swazi. Fantastic programs everywhere out east, except there's just not one easy way to access it. So in the town, we have this incredible 311 system. And all somebody really has to do, if you're 60 or over, you live in the town, if you're somebody who's between the ages of 21 and 59, if you're a veteran, you just have to call 311. And that one call is going to connect you to all of the services with Project Independence, all of the services in the town, veteran services. We have an incredible disability committee advisory that Judy facilitates, and you just call 311. So all of the programs that we have that are really great are accessible.
Well, I think a big thing, the key to me about Project Independence is that it's Project Independence doesn't do a lot of it. What they do is call a social worker or nurse will go in, talk to you about your situation, whatever it might be, physically, health, whatever, and they will then facilitate and connect you with where the problem can be fixed. They try to establish what your problems are and try to help you fix the problems to help you stay in your own home.
Absolutely. But, you know, I want to add one other thing that makes this program so successful, because there's so much input from the people who participate in the program. So Project Independence Advisory Committee, we're always looking to hear from the seniors themselves. Oh, I'm one of them. You know, like, what do you need? Is this working? Is this not working? So it's a program that's always changing because our needs are changing, and we need to make sure that we're being responsive to the changing needs. But I do want to say, and you may have already talked about all the different people that have been responsible for this program, but maybe you haven't. So yeah. I would like to, first of all, big shout out to John Ryan, and I hope that he'll be joining us in a little while, who, you know, is the host. And Rebecca, you always are there to pitch in at a moment's notice, and you're like a natural. So we're so appreciative.
Thank you.
And of course, this week's co-host, Otto. I mean, I don't know that I've ever done a radio show, Otto, where you haven't been either the host or the co-host.
I've had the pleasure every time.
Well,
we actually discussed the first time you were on, and I remember getting like an instruction sheet about what we were going to talk about, which kind of, I said, I don't know if I like this idea that we have to, you know, just talk about.
Yeah, you didn't stick to that.
I know.
And you never do, which is great.
It's a good thing.
Right.
So that's what makes it great when you're here. We can have an open dialogue.
It's what it's about. You know what? If there's a problem, we need to address it. You know, the thing is, you never shy away from something. If there's something that's not right, you need to know what it is, and then you work to fixing it. Nothing is perfect. The minute you think you're doing everything okay, that's when you're really starting to go backwards, and it's basically time to leave. Because we always have to be striving to do better. And of course, Ann Hirsch, so happy that you're here co-hosting as well. And of course, the entire Project Independence Committee for the tremendous effort that goes into producing this show every week. And so I just want to mention all the radio hosts that we owe such a debt of gratitude, because they do so much to make this show a great one. Anybody just sitting here and talking, it's not the same as actually having the interaction of someone saying, all right, so what about this? So David Linden, Janet Entine, Hal Bach, Iris Bunshaft, Sabina Miller, Ruth Wolosoff, Graciela Hall, Jeff Roville, Jerry Perimel, and Sari Flesch. So many old friends that do such a great job in the weeks when they're participating. And, of course, special thank you to Dan Cox, who's the Director of Broadcasting at WCWP, Janine Saloro, the Administrator, Victoria Honorado, the engineer who's sitting with us from Long Island. Thank you for providing us with the space and the technology. And, of course, who did I mention? Our great producer, Christina Liu, who does such a fabulous job putting this all together. And so, you know, Rebecca, I know you're talking so much about the different services that Project Independence provides, and it has just the program just grows and grows with each year. So at this point now, we actually have over 13,000 Project Independence members. And you're right. I mean, it's so easy to be a Project Independence member. It means calling 311 and saying, sign me up. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is to make sure that we are reaching out to as many of our seniors as possible, because it provides an amazing opportunity to age in place with, you know, the little bit of help that we all need, you know, to do that. So I'm so proud to be working with all of you and to be working with this great program.
Well, we're actually lucky to have you, Judy, because you are a true advocate. I mean, look at all of the programs that have come to be since you've been in office. We have the Veterans Program, the Disability Committee. We've got, you know, Project Independence has grown. Our membership's at 13,000. We have 50,000 people 60 or over living in the town. That's a pretty significant number of members based on 50,000 people 60 or over. 13,000, I mean, that's like... Okay, my math, I know 5 out of 4 people today don't graduate with a high math degree.
37,000.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yes. So we have more work to do to reach out and get even, you know,
we
more.
We have that mobile van coming for the veterans.
Oh, so if I can have the opportunity to speak about that.
We want to hear. We've been talking about it during our other shows. About
So we have, and you know, you've mentioned it. Are we looking
for... No, we're good.
Okay. You're good.
Veterans Advisory Committee. And I remember when I first got to the town, we actually didn't have a Veterans Advisory Committee. And someone that I was working with said, oh, we should get a representative from the state and we should get a representative from the federal government. And I went, no, this should be our veterans. Yes. That's what we need. You know, we're not looking to replicate services that are being provided on every level, but we are wanting to make sure that our veterans have the opportunity to know what services are there and to make sure that we help facilitate them. And so we've done some great things with our veterans. And so this is a committee, men, women, old veterans, younger veterans, really is a cross-section of our veterans throughout the town. And one of the things that I've been talking about this since I've gotten here, saying that our veterans have to travel way too far to make use of the services at Northport VA Hospital. You know, they talk about having to travel for 2 hours, and that's just, that's a disincentive for people to go. But they get free veteran services and much reduced pharmaceuticals, so, you know, as a cost. So we've been talking about what can we do to get some kind of clinic in North Hempstead. This year, Kathleen Rice actually came to visit our Veterans Committee, Congresswoman Rice, and she said, so what is your top priority? And we all talked about the fact that there needs to be a community app-based patient clinic for our veterans in North Hempstead. And then we talked about it, and we started writing letters. Our veterans got petitions signed. Thousands of people signed the petitions. Senator Chuck Schumer said, we can do this, came down, did a press conference with us, and at the press conference said, I'm putting in an appropriation for this.
And at that point, we're going to hear what Schumer said at the press conference in about a few seconds as we go to break, and we will return to Project Independence and You, celebrating the 7-year anniversary of the radio show.
Really?